Welcome. Mabuhay. Good morning. Magandang umaga, Filipino folk dance. Sayaw na Filipino. Ang galing naman. How great.
Hello, this is Lilibeth Clelapadua, and today we will be talking about Filipino traditional dances. We know about hip-hop, ballet, modern, and other types of popular dances that many people study. However, captivating dances come from the deep roots of a person's culture. Filipino traditional dances, such as tinikling, the national bamboo dance, and Maria Clara, have played an important role in connecting the Filipino culture. What do these dances mean, and how do they play a role in this generation's Filipino-Americans? How can we foster cultural understanding and be aware of our past and our identity?
Oh, I am so proud to be a Filipino. I mean, let's see, my family, it's all, everyone's loving, caring, especially when we have family gatherings, it's like the best. The food, I mean, Diniguan, Shanghai, I mean, pancit, it's the best.
We should be proud of our heritage, but this new generation often struggles with cultural identity.
I want to learn more about the culture and about where I'm from or where my family's from and stuff. So I'm trying to learn Tagalog right now, and I have a little CD so I can learn. And I also want to learn more about stuff like dancing and all the culture and our history. And I know, like, I've done research projects about the wars that we've been in and stuff. So I'm just trying to get to learn more about my culture.
How do we bridge the gap? According to a podcast by San Francisco Gate about Filipino Cultural Night, dances actively put Filipinos into connection with history. Through dance, we insert ourselves bodily into our cultural past. Mrs. Ellen Goku used to be a Filipino folk dancer when she lived in the Philippines. She has worked with the Bayanihan and the Lika, dance companies that perform in the United States and the Philippines. When Mrs. Goku moved here to the United States, she opened a dance studio in Pinole with her husband and teaches ballroom, Tahitian, hula, and many other genres. Her daughter also works as a dance instructor at the studio and dances Filipino folk dances for the Lika and Bayanihan dance studios as well. Through the art of the dance, the family has been deeply connected in their roots and consider dance to be a huge aspect in their lives. How long have you been a traditional Filipino dancer, and what specific styles have you studied?
25 years, and in terms of styles, there's a lot of Filipino dance styles, and pretty much we have gone through all those.
Okay. Can you describe a few traditional dances, such as tinikling?
The barrio dances and the Muslim dance, pretty much, you know, is the very popular ones. And, of course, they say traditional is the Maria Clara, which is the Spanish dances.
Okay. What colors and costumes do you usually wear for dance performances?
There's a lot of traditional type of dances, and the Muslim dance is one of the most colorful costumes that we have ever done, and some of them are also the Latin dances. You know, you can wear a red and white, black and white, so pretty much so.
What role does dance play in cultivating awareness for today's Filipinos?
It helps you think that you have a root, you know, where you came from, dancing a Filipino. It takes you away from where you are right now, which is the United States. So when you dance that, you think that you're in the Philippines.
What does Filipino dance mean for you?
Filipino dancing, it became a second nature and natural in me to be a part of the Filipino culture and reaching back to the roots where I came from.
What is dance meant to do? According to Treading Through 45 Years of Philippine Dance by Basilio Villaruz, folk dances are meant to shed light on our attitudes and conceptions. Dance cultivates precision, discipline, camaraderie, solidarity, articulation, and eloquence. So does dance play an important role in bridging the gap of Filipino Americans today and their culture?
Yes, I think it is important because it helps us go back to our roots.
A problem we encounter often is the age-old conflict of tradition versus progression. In his book on Philippine dance, Villaruz asserts that dance only becomes meaningful in the context of culture, its people's lives, values, and needs. Society is like the ground on which dance takes root. He also states that tradition always partakes of infusions that make it grow. Should we keep the essence of culture, or should we progress and relate it to current times?
I would say that we have to stay with it. Within our current, you know, within the influence where we got it from. Because right now, the influence, sometimes they change it, and it does not look as natural, as original. Mm-hmm. It does not look as it is.
I think dancing depends on the occasions. Sometimes you can mix it up, while other times you should keep it traditional.
Whether we choose to progress or turn to tradition for Filipino dance and culture, understanding one's roots is still important in order to understand one's identity and past. Dance is instrumental to this connection and bridge.
Our Filipino dances tries to portray a story, and it does portray our culture. But it's not just meant for the Filipinos, but also for other people in different cultures to understand our culture as well.
I think it's very important that you partake in this in order for you to know where you came from and your parents, you know, and just learning the ability of our dances means that you know your culture.